Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KNR Constructions Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K. Venkatram Rao, General Manager, Finance and Accounts, KNR Constructions Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss the financial results for Q1 FY25. Along with me, I am Mr. K. Jalandhar Reddy, Executive Director and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded results and the investor presentation on the stock exchanges as well as on our company website. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through it. We would like to touch upon a few key company updates and the industry events, post which we will have question and answer session. I would now like to share our perspective on the significant industry development. With the release of the interim budget, a substantial sum of rupees 11.11 lakh crores was earmarked for the infrastructure sector. This allocation underscores a pivotal role in India's growth story, signaling that the infrastructure sector shall remain a focal point of investment and development. Additionally, the MoRTH had secured approval for an 22 lakh crores investment in a comprehensive highway development plan aiming to cover around 30,600 kilometers by 2031-32. Furthermore, the cabinet approved eight national high-speed road corridor projects with an investment surpassing rupees 50,000 crores. Another promising development for the sector is that the MoRTH plan to award road contracts for 3 lakh crores over the next 3 months, which aims to close the current financial year with 5 lakh crores in the award contracts despite a slow start earlier in this year. The government has also extended the completion deadline for Bharatmala Phase 1 by 6 years from its original completion schedule. Now, as per the revised schedule, the Phase 1 will be completed by 2027-28. The extension is on account of delay in the project awarding as the approval for the revised project cost was pending for cabinet notes. Upon the completion of the Bharatmala Pariyojana Phase 1 by 2028-29, MoRTH anticipates gathering rupees 1.25 lakh crores from user fees and monetization of the national highways, triple the amount collected in 2022-23. The Union Budget has also allocated rupees 15,000 crores for the development of Andhra Pradesh capital city. The government of Telangana is also proposing to invest rupees 1.5 lakh crores in the next 5 years for rejuvenation of Musi Riverfront. This highlights the government dedication to expanding and modernizing the highway network, underscoring its commitment to create a solid transportation infrastructure that aligns with India's development and objectives. Now, coming to the key update of the company, the percentage of physical progress as of June 30, 2024, for the HAM project is as follows: Magadi to Somwarpet, approximately 84%; Odanchatram to Marathakulam, 100%; and we have applied for the final COD of the project; Ramanattukara to Valanchery, approximately 77%; Valanchery to Kappirikkad, approximately 82%; and Chittoor to Thatchur, 63%. As of June 30, 2024, the company has already invested rupees 518 crores out of 992 crores revised equity requirement for the eight HAM projects. Out of balance equity requirement of 474 crores for these eight HAM projects, rupees 335 crores, 72 crores, and 67 crores will be infused in 9 months of FY25, 26, and 27, respectively. You can refer to the slide number 24 of the investor presentation for the details. And toll collection from the Bihar project has a collection of rupees 10 crores in Q1 FY25 as compared to 11.6 crores in Q1 FY24. Now coming to the order book position, as of June 30, 2024, the company has a total order book position of 4,922 crores. This can be bifurcated as 58% for the CPC road project and HAM projects, whereas 20% of the total order book is for irrigation project and balance 22% is from the pipeline projects. Client-wise bifurcation is 63% of the order book is from the third-party clients and balance 37% from the captive HAM project. The third-party order book percentage is skewed between state government contract at 51%, whereas 10% is from central government and balance 2% from the other private players. Kindly note that this order book does not include contracts aggregating to 1,200 crores as we are yet to receive the appointed date for two HAM projects. If we include these, our order book will increase to ₹6,122 crores. The current order book will be executed over a period of 1.5 years. Now with this election behind us and the strong focus on roads and highway development as indicated through budgetary allocation towards the sector, we expect new order awarding to be picked up and we are targeting an order inflow of around 6,000 to 7,000 crores by the end of FY25. Lastly, CRISIL rating has reaffirmed its outlook on the long-term banking facility at CRISIL AA stable and also the short-term rating is reaffirmed at CRISIL A1+. Now let me take through the financial performance for the quarter. Before discussing the financial number, I would like to highlight that during the quarter, the company has received an arbitration claim of ₹60.8 crores, which recognizes the revenue from operations, and against that we incurred a cost of 4.4 crores, which is part of other expenses, and the tax on the total arbitration claim is ₹14.2 crores, which is included in current tax. This arbitration claim is received from one of our JV, that is Patel Kenar Joint Venture. Additionally, during the quarter, one of the associate company, that is Patel Kenar Infrastructure Limited, has paid a dividend of ₹14.5 crores, which form part of our other income, and the tax on same of ₹3.7 crores included in the current tax. The revenue for the quarter stood at 880 crores. EBITDA for Q1 FY25 grew by 11% year-on-year growth to ₹192 crores as compared to ₹173 crores in Q1 FY24. EBITDA margin in Q1 FY25 is at 21.8%. Net profit for the quarter was ₹134 crores as against ₹110 crores in Q1 FY24, representing a growth of 20% year on year. Now coming to the consolidated financial performance, the company recorded a flattish revenue of 985 crores in Q1 FY25. EBITDA came in at ₹229 crores in Q1 FY25 to ₹216 crores in Q1 FY24. EBITDA margin in the current quarter stood at 28.3%. Profit after tax stood at ₹166 crores in Q1 FY25 against ₹133 crores in Q1 FY24, a growth of 25%. Now move on the standalone balance sheet. The company continued to maintain a strong balance sheet. The working capital days stood at 78 days as on 30th June 2024. The consolidated debt as of June 30, 2024 is 1532 crores as compared to ₹1220 crores as of March 31, 2024. The net debt to equity on consolidated basis as of June 30, 2024 stood at 0.41 times as compared to 0.36 times as of March 31, 2024. With this, we open floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. The bigger question for us is the order inflow and the revenue. So, wanted to understand a bit deeper in that. So, So starting with on the order inflow front, so two, three aspects to understand. First, how much orders and also in which segments we have already bidded, where outcome is yet to come. And second, when we are saying that we are looking at 5,000 to 7,000 crore kind of order inflow now, so when can it can come, and also how much we are looking at from HAM? So that is one, and then post that I have a question on the revenue front.
Jalandhar sir?
So actually, as you have asked, real concern is about order book only as of now. So we are keen on addressing that actually. We have been extensively working for the orders to... Hello? Yeah. So we are keen, closely working on that, sir. And nowadays, as you all know, that tenders from NHAI has been completely reduced. Maybe as per Gadkari's statement and all, there should be a good rally which is coming up from probably from third week of this month or from the next month onwards. So that's one of the aspects which should be there. But however, we expect little bit of aggression in the sector, which will occupy the space. But however, there are projects from Kerala, there are projects from some northeastern part of India where we have already worked. Those areas are also coming up. So mostly HAM projects are little bit, hopefully we will get some HAM projects which we are targeting about. Apart from that, further we are also very keen in working on some Maharashtra and SADC projects also we are working. That means I am not straight away qualified into this because we couldn't finish our express highway projects timely. I mean to say timely need, the time the tender is PQ is floated, that time our projects are not ready. So we could not qualify on that. So we are starting some sort of back-to-back arrangement with Patel Infra. So I think soon as it should get closed. So about 2,000 plus around we'll be interested in participating that. So apart from that, we are also thinking, as you have already seen, that we have placed our bids in metros with NCC's JV. Apart from that, we are also planning to go with the irrigation projects, as we would likely qualify in many of the projects in MP, in the state of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, and even Jal Shakti mission projects also we are trying to participate this time. So we are very keen in this thing. Apart from that, Telangana government is also coming up with some irrigation projects. So hopefully we will try to get one project at least from that place. And Andhra Pradesh, you might have now new era is opened in Andhra Pradesh better than earlier. So I think it is very premature to say anything, but however, we have spoken to various ministers and all. They are very keen in coming out with tenders in highways and irrigation as well with the central government, probably central government help, or they are taking some bank help to get into those projects completion. So that is also another area which is not opened for us. Further, we are also examining on mining contracts. So I think the JV is also sorted out for that. We would, if it's a healthy margins are there, definitely we would be participating in those areas. Apart from that, we are also thinking of mass network contracts, like there are some back-to-back arrangements which from irrigation sector or from railway sectors, there's a mass network contracts are also coming out, which we are keenly working on that. And we are also working accordingly. So these are the new areas. Even in railways, we would like to put bits, but I think last bid from railways went very aggressive. We will try to see if we still participate and try to get the jobs from that. So this is the effort which we are doing, sir. And I think the efforts are enormous, and we were definitely targeting 6,000 to 7,000 crores by this year end. Maybe, hopefully, we will get it. That's the that feeling that we have.
Okay, sir. Just to bit further on, just trying to understand. So this 2,000 crore subcontracting for MSRDC with Patel Infra. So there, that's the one that we are looking at, which, as you said, would be mostly kind of in the final stage. So apart from that, any further subcontracting in MSRDC are we looking at?
No, sir. Actually, primarily I am looking at one. But let me closely work on it and see if it all things working better. Then some adjacent projects participation also we can work over, because we are the people most wanted by the bigger contractors. If I am doing a back-to-back arrangement, many people are there to ask me, but I think we are just taking one project right now. If things go, if I feel that everything is safe and going good, then I can further also take some more projects with us.
Okay. Apart from that, sir, totally how much we would have bidded in road, irrigation and the EPC. So HAM and EPC particularly, how much, where we have already bidded and the final award is yet to come?
Only one or two projects, sir, not much. So anything new bids only we are hoping.
Okay, and their broader range, if you can help us in terms of how much more are we planning to bid, if you can also specify in terms of the overall irrigation, metro, even you talk about the mining also, railway mining, so broader, because that will help us that this is the kind of opportunity that we are looking at in terms of bidding individual segment wise. Just trying to understand if the size is so bigger, then the chances of we are getting 6,000 to 7,000 crore
winning chances could increase. Yes, actually, sir, that BOT tolls, we have told you that we are very keen in participating in BOT tolls with players like Cube or some other. There are few other agencies are there. Cube wanted me to do a EPC contract for them, and it's an exclusive EPC with them. Apart from that, the size of projects are almost 3,000 to 4,000 crores, as you have already seen in that bidding sector. Apart from that, we were also keen in participating about, say, certain projects which we would like to also compete with the JV with some of the investor groups. So that are under discussion as of now, so I can't tell you that. But our participation will be about to the tune of 26 to 27%, and balance will be with the developers only. So such arrangement we are doing. So that if I get even one project out of that, I think around 2,500 crore worth of EPC will be there with me. And apart from that, MSRDC is around 2,000 crore, which we are thinking. Apart from that, irrigation, the Telangana irrigation, which is coming out with 1,200, 2,200, all that size they are coming out. So there is a quite good chance that if we get anything, they're saying about 1,000 to 2,000 crores, we can win one contract out of that. So even I heard the AP government is also grouping the contracts for the bigger size only. The clear details are not known, but they are also planning above 800 crore-5,000 crore kind of arrangements there. Apart from that, railways and all, we are only participating in those tenders where a little bit higher, more than 800, 700 groups only we are trying to participate, because below that, it's highly crowded and there is no good bid that is happening there. So these are areas, sir. We are having MP also, there is contracts which are coming out. They are of 800, 2,000, 1,200 also there, 2,200 also there. 4,000 is also there, but I will be requiring a partner to participate into that. So all that is there in that, sir. But there are very small contracts also there in the same group, irrigation sector with the MP. So these are all there, sir. And UP also, there is contracts which are coming out. And Jal Shakti, most probably UP, Bihar and all other places, it's the Jal Shakti things which are more active. So we can even get those contracts who are above 800 only, we will be participating. That's what we are thinking.
Got it. Got it, sir. Lastly, sir, on the revenue front, so given this quarter obviously is on the lower side, so now for full year of FY 2025, how much we can look at in terms of the revenue? And given if we get this 6,000-7,000 crore inflow in this year, so how much more or how much growth we can look at in terms of revenue in FY 2026 next year? Either growth or maybe absolute number would be fine.
Yes. Actually, to answer this question, little bit of certain things also to be undertaken, certain assumptions kind of things could be taken into account. See, I would say, as of now, we could not start the works in that Mysuru-Kushalnagara area, where around 1,200 crore worth of contracts are pending for appointed date. I think the department or NHAI is saying that within 1 month they will solve. So, hopefully, they are really working on it. I think the EC meeting could happen on the 20th or 22nd, there's a date for that to happen. So once that is coming in, then there will be little scope for us to work in third quarter, not in the second quarter. Second quarter is highly disappointing for us because complete projects are in rainy season, and this time rains have rocked the states. Like Kerala, you might have heard about what sort of floods we are facing there. And even Mangaluru, we are facing the same situation. So most of the order book, which is around these areas, and so little bit disappointing results we are expecting from the second quarter. But third and fourth quarter, we'll try to do as good as the yield. And so, as I rightly said, that assumptions like I would get some more orders to execute in Q3 at least, and Q4. So if I'm able to execute all these, then definitely we will try to touch the last year figures. I'm not very sure about growth on the revenue side this time, but however, we try our best in getting those things in order.
For next year, sir, FY 2026, so give-
Mr. Shravan, we request you to get back to the question.
Yeah, let me answer this question. Yes, I got that. Yeah. Actually, frankly speaking, sir, the FY 2025-2026, the main thing, we are anyhow targeting about 6,000 crore-7,000 crore worth of contracts. If we receive in this year, definitely we are quite good for that year, what you're talking about. So, I think we'll do the better than what we have performed at least this year.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning. Just one question, sir. Sir, you gave an elaborate answer on the order inflow and what could be the opportunities ahead. But considering that you might receive some orders by end of this year and/or early part of next year, so FY26, what kind of growth we could look at here?
Sir, actually, if we bagged around 6,000 crore worth of contracts, see, I rightly said that assumptions what we are taking into account is a major play what it happens. See, if I'm able to get and I could work from third quarter onwards at least, or fourth quarter onwards, so FY25 would be very, very grateful for us. So these assumptions should become true. That's the major concern in this. But however, we are confident and we will definitely work towards that to get the orders inflow to our company from various sectors what I've spoken about. And the main thing is that the initial aggressions could be there from NHAI side, so a little bit ifs and buts are there, but still, initial stages, even if there is an aggression, we are addressing through the BOT toll projects. As I rightly said, that we will be participating into BOT tolls. So even the tenders happen in, say, next month, September, then I think those works can ground in the first quarter of 2025 concern. So let's hope for the best in this stuff. And definitely, we are also hopeful and we are also confident about it.
Sure. No, because when we look at the order book, it is of 6,000, including the 1,200 of projects which have not received appointed date. So it's roughly 1.5 times order book to revenue, so it's quite critically low. So do you think we could see like?
It is critically low, but the thing is that expected orders are also not under execution. That is the major thing I'm doing.
Right. So do you think we could see a couple of years of kind of very muted growth? Because even if you were to bag a BOT project or a HAM project by end of this year, nothing would really start before 8-10 months after bagging the project in terms of revenue contribution. So we could be looking at just at best 5%-10% growth in FY26 and even 27.
Sure, sir. Definitely. So we can. We will work towards that, and we want to do that. I think that's very important.
Sure, sir. I think that's all from my side. I was just looking at the revenue growth potential. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in the Marripudi HAM, we have received the AD in February 24, and there is no execution in Q1. So any particular?
No, sir. Actually, yes, sir. That work is started. Actually, it's a complete greenfield highway. So extensively, the earthworks are going on in that area. Even to start the structures, we would need that highway, at least some earthwork to be done. And you know that it's the rainy season in the Vijayawada area, Ongole area, it is completely rainy season this time. So now I think Q2, recently we have submitted 5% bill, and 10% we'll submit in September. So it is almost, we have reached around 9.5% by now.
So for the full year, what are we targeting? Around 30-35%?
Yes.
Sir, and also in case of Periyashanti project, the execution was very low in first quarter, so.
Periyashanti, it is actually the problem was that sometime in April also there were rains, and completely May month is fully in the rains. And it's a CC pavement road, and got a lot of earthwork development is also associated with that. That's why the progress is very less over there. The day before yesterday, I think last Friday, we had review meeting with our Nitin Gadkari, sir. He really asked about it. We explained all the problems to him, and we wanted an extension up to June next year. By June next year, we are very sure that we'll be completing, because I think rainy season must get over by this year, mid of September. First week onwards, we should be getting the dry spell over there. Definitely we'll work towards that, and we have target to complete the project balance by this June at least, coming year.
Okay. Sir, depreciation for the quarter was very low. It fell down drastically. What was the reason for that, and what could be the number going ahead on a quarterly or annual basis?
Yeah. The depreciation being below, the reason is that because last year we did addition of only just 18 crores, and this quarter only just addition of 10 crores only we did. Because last two, almost you see 1.5 years, there is not much addition in the depreciation. That's why depreciation figure was low. Before that year, we used to do somewhere around 150 crores like that addition. As per our depreciation accounting policy for the road assets, we are depreciating in the 7 years, and irrigation assets we are depreciating in the 3 years. There is not much acquisition we did in the irrigation project. Due to that reason, depreciation was low, and we expect that if it is continue, definitely if we are getting new projects, then we will add it. If it is like that situation, we may end somewhere between 100 or 110 crores depreciation for the end of the year.
Okay. Sir, what kind of revenue are you targeting from irrigation segment for the year?
For the year, maybe around 200-250 crores will be there for entire year.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Lokesh Manik from Vallum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning to the team. I had one question on your strategy, where you have mentioned that you want to increasingly pick up more projects which require higher engineering skill. So just qualitatively, if you can give us an idea of your current order book, what percentage in your assessment would constitute projects, what the projects would be having these complexity or high engineering skill?
Actually, sir, hello?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Actually, the high-end engineering projects are really, we have that Kerala with us, and there is a huge big structure that we are constructing about, say, 32-meter height flyover over there. Apart from that, we have Avinashi flyover, which is going on. I think by December, we are delivering that project also. There are a couple of projects, new projects are also coming from that same region, so which we are currently in participating those tenders right now. Apart from that, high-end engineering projects are coming up from in the city sectors, like in Hyderabad also, there is a lot of flyover projects coming up. We'll be keen in participating those. Generally, complex engineering projects are more with the NHAI as well as state governments. As I've spoken that MSREC, that express highway what we are constructing it, what we are now under discussion is that is also having high-end engineering structures as well, complex design engineering involved in it.
About 40%-50% of your order book, would that be a correct assessment?
The pump house is going to be a complete high-end engineering only. I think mostly it is 60%, 70% contributing towards that.
60, 70. Okay.
Yeah.
The second question was on your strategy for BOT projects. You would want to be an investor, or you would just restrict yourself to EPC kind of work in these projects?
The target is to go as a EPC contractor only. However, if at all I have to take part for my compulsions, I am open to do it, sir.
Great. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Jiten Roshi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So my first question would be on the subcontracting work which you are targeting to take in the MSRDC from MSR, for MSRDC projects. And again, you said that there could be some BOT toll projects. Either you bid in joint venture or you can take a back-to-back subcontracting. So in such situation, what kind of EBITDA margin you are targeting?
So actually, BOT tolls mean the EBITDA could be as normal as you, it was generally. So targeting levels are maybe good only, but we'll have to see end of the day what we're going to deliver. That's major important because of the see, any BOT contracts, they doesn't come up with an escalation factor. So what happens once there is no escalation factor, we put around every year overall 5% growth on every year we take it. So on average around 5 to 6% we will take as a, towards the entire contract size if you take it. That's going to be around 5 to 6% we would try to be putting it. So if that assumption goes good with that, definitely things are in line with it. Or otherwise, some abnormal changes which are coming up in the input prices and all, like diesel, bitumen, steel, cement and all other aggregates, sand and everything. Then we will have a little bit of setbacks. Otherwise, if everything goes normal, definitely things are in normal. And for the purpose of taking it, BOT tolls, you know, there is lot of risk involved in it because, you know, the timelines are very important for them. So definitely they also offer a good price to the contractor so that, you know, there should not be any ifs and buts in future for them. So aiming for the good margins only. So I'm entering to that sector to get the good margins, not if I am need an ordinary project, rather I would win a HAM and I do it on my own. Definitely that much margin, a little bit reduced margins, I'm quite sure of earning it.
So, sir, is it safe to assume that if you go for any subcontracting or BOT, so of MSRD, you can make 15-16% EBITDA margin, and that irrigation project which you're targeting in Telangana or some other segment, AP, if you say, then there will be higher margin?
Yes, sir, hopefully. Hopefully, the target is that only, definitely.
So, what would be the margin guidance for FY 2025-26? Broadly, I'm asking. I understand difficulties, but if you can highlight broadly.
Yes, sir. If the all input prices are normal, definitely we are going to deliver around 16 to 15 kind of level.
15-16%.
Yes.
But this is also including the high margin irrigation projects?
Yeah, everything put together only. Kind of otherwise I don't have that much confidence to say that. Generally I normally rate at 13-14 levels only, but that's still okay this time. There is a little bit confidence that is there on irrigation projects also to come up, and BOT tolls also to do some EPCs for them. So all that is a bit of that will that I have.
And sir, these appointed dates for the two projects are getting delayed. So now what is the reason why it is getting delayed, and what is the target timeline we are looking at to get these appointed dates for the Mysuru project?
Mysuru project, sir. Actually, Mysuru project is pending with the EPTC, the environmental clearance. So I think the tribunal meeting is going to happen, or the board meeting for that ECE is going to happen in 20th or 22nd, I'm not very sure about it, the dates and all. But approximately around that, there is a meeting for them. And once that is through with that, I think circulation of minutes would take another 15 days. Then after that, I think we can sort the issues with NHAI for getting the appointed date. As of now, the land is also, in one project, it is already achieved about, say, 82%. And second project, around 70% it is there. I think they are quite confident that by this month end, they are able to achieve that also. That's what PD said with me.
when I spoke.
So we should get appointed by October, hopefully.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Maybe mid of September or October, kind of that.
And sir, one more question on the claims. So,
Mr. Jitain, we request you to get back to the question queue for any follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just have some data-related query. Firstly, what is our outstanding receivables on the Telangana and the capex that we are guiding for FY25 and what we've done for the first quarter?
This, as of date, actually, Telangana certified receivables of 600 crores, but with unbilled, it will be around 900 crores as of date. Receivables are pending from the Telangana. As far as fixed assets is there, this quarter we added around 10 crores. Fixed addition has been made in the gross block.
Answer about the capex that we are doing.
Your voice is not audible. What is?
So the capex I'm asking. Yeah, our guidance for FY25 and what we've done in the first quarter.
Your voice is not audible, sir. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Pardon?
Sir, I was asking the capex that we are trying for FY23 and what we have done in the first quarter.
The first quarter we did capex of 10 crores. And this year, because as our ED sir is telling that we are trying to get new project, so definitely based on when in which quarter we are getting the project, so based on that capex requirement may change. But if we go in a normalized way, there will be somewhere around 80 to 100 crores addition will be there in this year one.
Okay, sir. And sir, just if you can repeat the standalone cash level again.
Standalone cash is 33 crores actually.
33. Okay, that's it for my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next is a follow-up question from the line of Faisal Zubair Hawa from HG Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the kind of cash flow from operations and free cash flow that we hope to generate?
Sorry to interrupt, Faisal, sir. Can
your voice is not heard. Hello?
Yeah, just a second, sir. Sir, what is the kind of free cash flow and cash flow from operations that we hope to generate in FY25, assuming that we don't win too many more orders? That is one. Secondly, sir, on the consolidated level, we are still having an interest burden of around 37 crores per quarter. So, is there any way that we can utilize the cash that we are continuously getting from, divestment of HAM projects, etc., to reduce this interest burden on console level also?
Sir, but in console level, definitely yes. We are trying to get the monetizer of the project. So if we monetize the project, then whatever the debt is there, it is taken care by the investors. So that is one thing that we are trying to do it. And this year, actually, we are at least, we will, because one project, that is KNR Palni, we already got the PCOD. So we expect that monetization will definitely happen in this year. And other three assets, the monetization is in discussion, and we expect that this Kerala 2 and Chittur 2, we should get PCOD by end of December, and from there 6 months. So maybe by next year, September 25, we should be able to monetize that three assets also. So as our policy is there, assets like, so we will continue to do the monetization of assets, and based on that, definitely what are the debt level in the consolidated will be.
And above all, the free cash flow and cash flow from operations that we have to generate in this year, assuming that the Telangana payment comes through?
If Telangana payment comes through, there is, will be very much positive. Might be more than 300 crores cash from operation will be there.
Okay. And has the Telangana government made any kind of arrangements or banking arrangements to really get the payments through? And have we made any progress with the court case we had filed against them?
Actually,
sir, court case concerned, there is no big development, sir, because it is just we have just placed and it is very early to say anything about it. But I think the dates will come because We have discussed with the Telangana government, and they say they are keen on paying payments by September end, what they said. So let us pick on to it. Otherwise, the court case also get admitted, gets the dates from September onwards, I think.
And sir, this time,
it will be taking little time. It is not that to, I cannot guarantee that things will be sorted with the court case, but the thing is at least they'll have a threat. And second thing, it's already delayed for 1.5 years. The main intention in placing the court case is that they haven't paid us from past 1.5 years, I think. So there is a accumulated interest also losses for us. So that we want to gain. That's where we have placed the situation there.
And
so court case is done for that purpose. So I am telling the department that you pay the regular payments, whatever you can pay. And after court verdict only, you can pay the interest. Because they themselves voluntarily, they don't pay the interest back. So I think we will hopefully see that September end what happens.
So we can at least get half of the monies?
Yes, sir. That's the...
And so,
not half. I think if they pay, they pay the full due. But they don't pay the interest. That's the...
So would it be right to state that, you know, in BOT, at least, you know, there will be only 4 or 5 players who are going to now compete because of balance sheet strength? And what is your opinion of, you know, so many people who have taken up?
No. It's not that like that. One cannot guarantee about it like that. But I can say that there should be some sort of sensible bidding. That's it.
Okay, because there is no escalation also.
Yeah, there is no expectation. I think, as BOT told me, they may not place it as EPCs, how much they are placing like. Because earlier, many people have burned their hands in the toll projects. So definitely this time, I don't think people will be there enough to put the bids as they want, like.
Sir, any progress?
Some R&D they will do and put. That's what our that feeling.
And any progress with solar projects or we have given up on that?
Sir, solar projects actually, there is progress. It's not that right now there is no good bids that are available in the space. I think they are yet to come. New NTPC tenders are likely to come out, and Maharashtra is also keen in every day because green energy is now required all over because of the increasing requirement of the power through EVs and other industrialization. So definitely the power is required. So and one best choice is that to go for these solar. So I think there should be good rally upcoming from third or fourth quarter onwards.
And so this time the bid has gone down a lot. So,
Mr. Faisal, we request you.
To pardon, sir.
Sorry, sir. We requested Mr. Faisal to get back in the question queue for any follow-up questions.
Okay.
Yeah. The next question is from the line of Amitosh Kumar from Master Trust. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question is in two parts. The first part, key part is, so which type of projects give you the highest margins and do we see the same margins in future? So this is the first part. And second part is, what is the size of these projects in your order book?
Actually, so that is quite difficult to answer right now because as of now, the order book position, you might be knowing it. But actually, we have started a new sectors BOT tolls. We want to go in the irrigation sector in an extensive way. We want to further go in railway. We want to further go in metros and flyovers also. So all that put together, I think it could be possible to 15, around 15 EBITDA levels are quite possible. That's what we are thinking. If input rates are under control, because everything is subjected to some kind of
assumptions only, you know. The entire bid is an assumption, you can say, right away. So our gut feeling is that we should be getting through that.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. Sir, my question was with respect to the Metro Rail. I think last time you spoke, I mean, you were giving us a sense that you bid for some of these projects in Bhubaneswar in JV with INCC. I think the results are already out. Impossible to kind of talk about how the competition was, I mean, let's say, compared to Rose. I mean, was it competitively?
Yes, sir. That is also a right question. The thing is that we were not L1. I think we were standing at L6 at some positions in that. So definitely we need to improve ourselves to make things work for us. So we are sorting some good consultants who can guide us in such biddings and these areas. So we also need to improve, what I mean to say, and we are now trying to improve ourselves.
Sure. And even on BOT side, when you say, when we are open to kind of consider back-to-back subcontracting or go as a minority partner, I think, I mean, there are some of these other companies also, I mean, who start talking about the similar sort of arrangements. So I mean, when you say we are engaging some of these people, so there again, I mean, how easy or difficult would it be to be able to have it in your favor? Because again, you could have the similar situation wherein some of these other companies could settle for a little lower in terms of margin. So what base margin would you want to have, I mean, below which you won't go and bid for these projects?
So actually, the back-to-back arrangement contracts, definitely it's kind of only that lead fee we are paying and going into it. So there may not be a big difference that might come out. But however, wherever there is a back-to-back arrangement, little bit of lesser EBITDA we are assuming. Earlier we used to deliver, I think, above 18 plus. That's why maybe we are discussing at 15 levels right now.
Sure. And just one last, if I may, with your permission. So we saw our net working capital cycle come down this quarter versus last quarter. But despite that, our cash balance has come down from 230 odd crore rupees last quarter to 30 odd crore rupees. Possible to help us reconcile it, and how did we use this 200 odd crore rupees? Because our data days are down, our inventory cycle is down. So overall, I mean, NWC that you report in your EPT is down. So, is it that unbilled revenues have gone up substantially, which is where the money would be parked for now?
Actually, this quarter, what we did, we have taken disbursement from our other HAM project. So, last time, actually, this time, outstanding from the our HAM project is just 450 crores. Previously, it was around 700 crores. So, around 300 crores disbursement we have taken from the HAM company. So, that's why with just this cash and opening cash, we have utilized it to pay off our creditors and to reduce our inventory. So due to this reason, we could able to maintain that our networking capital. And definitely because we did actually a lot of work which has not been certified in some of the projects. So that's why that inventory has built up, basically due to irrigation and some of the road assets. So, but all that certification will definitely take in the next quarter, and we will try to maintain that networking capital to the existing level only.
Sure. Is it possible to share, I mean, how was the movement, I mean, in terms of unbilled revenue over the last quarter? What's the number at the end of this quarter? What was the number last quarter? Unbilled revenue.
Yeah. Okay. This quarter will be around 743 crores, and compared to last quarter, it was it will be around 500 crores.
Okay. And mobilization advances, if possible, please. Okay. What's the number now and what was the number?
Mobilization advance is around 57 crores mobilization advance. And then 103 crores.
Okay. Sure. Thank you and all the very best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My question is on unbilled revenue in the irrigation segment. So you said, I think earlier Venkat sir said that it's about 900 crores is total exposure to irrigation projects.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, as unbilled.
So is the, now that matter is now sub judice, so is the client now certifying the unbilled revenues?
No, client is not different. Unbilled revenue, out of 900 crores, 600 crores is the certification is there, 300 crores is that unbilled. Out of 300 crores, 100 crores actually, it has been certified in the month of the post quarter results. So as of date, only 200 crores are there, which is yet to be certified.
But if the Telangana government, I mean the department is certifying the debtors?
It is certifying. We received actually certification of 100 crores actually. In this after post, on the post to June, we received certification of 100 crores.
So now coming to the payments, I mean the payment comes from usually from state budget. So has this, has the part of the payment or the entire amount, is that, has it, is it now the part of the union, the state budget? So how will they fund this? Is that how they have to make payment?
But Kaleshwaram package 4 is still, they are trying to get actually bank disbursement because it is related to the bank funding from the PFC and NAWARD. So package 3 is where there is no outstanding. So, but package 4 is concerned almost out of 600 crores, 577 crores from the package 4 only. And package 4 is still, they are trying the loan from the PFC and NAWARD. So package 4 is under, definitely under consideration with the banks actually. So once they will get that bank disbursement, they will release that money.
Because earlier I remember this was funded by NABARD. So you said I think NABARD is not disbursing the loans, right? So they'll need to find out new lenders to this project.
No, that's they are working out because they test that limit of FRNB. So they are working on that and they have to put their equity contribution to get the disbursement from the financial institution. So when we are discussing with the government of Telangana, so they are telling us they are working on that. And because as you know that government has its own commitment towards other things also, so they are just thinking how we can resolve it. But we are continuously following, management is continuously following with the government of Telangana to get release of money.
So when is the last time you got the payment from the government?
We got payment in the month of 150 crores we got in month of February actually.
So after that there is no payment, and since February,
after February we are not receiving.
And how much work you have done after February till now, till this August?
So you can say around 300 crores work we done, because the certificate 577 there in the March itself only.
So because I know what gives you confidence now that you will get money, because they are not paying so much of time as far as putting in your money.
I'll answer that, sir. Yeah. Sir, actually, so that generally, you know, if they don't want to pay, they instruct us to stop the works. So
right.
Which they haven't done, that's the gut feeling, sir. Second, I myself have spoken to the concerned minister also. See, sir, if you want us to continue, we'll continue. Otherwise, we'll stop the works, because we cannot suffer this much payment delays, which I clearly told him that, sir, either you continue or you ask us to close, we'll close it also. That's what we gave him the fair option to operate. But he himself said, no, we're going to solve and we want to do it, because after a project has reached almost 70% above, there's no question that we will abandon that, because the state will be the biggest loser if we does that. That's what this thing. So he himself said that word. So that's why we are continuing, sir. And you know, the overhead is also clocking, everything is clocking. Either we have to close the contract or we have to completely do the contract. So there's no in-between option for us to operate, sir. That's the major issue. That's why we are continuing the thing.
Okay. And so my last question is on this Andhra Pradesh. So we've been talking a lot about ordering from that segment. So have you started seeing some bids coming in, new bids coming in, and what do you think could be the realistic number based on your interactions with the government officials and the secretariat on how much awards and what segments they should be able to give in this financial year, and how much you are targeting from the state?
So actually, I am my target is about say 1,000 to 2,000 crores only. Lower side, I am keeping it around 1,200 crores. I am keeping it only one project or two projects because I cannot take I cannot bet more on that state, as you know that why you don't. So that's the thing, sir. And the pipeline concern, they have come out with the news that they are starting some village roads and all with the viability gap methods. And actually, I literally had discussion with them that the chief secretary of their thing, he asked us, he called a small meeting to the contractors who are working in their sector, mainly NHAI contractors only they called them. So we have given our presentation stating that rural roads cannot be worked with the arrangement of, say, a PPP model, the viability gap funding, because the major problem will be facing the revenues. And we don't know what sort of revenues are going to come and what sort of development do you want and what will be the cost towards that. So definitely that's going to be ruled out sections. And so we were proposing that hybrid model, if you have no fund, you can go for any of that. If you go for the village this thing, normally the grant asked by the agencies will be more than 40%. So if it is more than 40%, you have to pay. So pay 40% and go for HAM model, which is going to be more viable for you, and in future you will get easy installments to pay. That's what the suggestion we gave, sir. I think hopefully they are yet to come out with that actually. And the contract size, as you, what you have asked, the contract sizes are around, say, 800 plus onwards, there are contracts grouped. Because if PPP model means, they have to group a bigger size only. What we have seen is that above 800 only, all that projects are there.
Okay, sir. Sure, sir. And then thank you, and all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next is a follow-up question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, console cash is how much as on June? Hello?
Venkat, console cash is asking.
It is around 70 crores.
Sir. 70 crores. Okay. Okay. And so just this monetization, so just if you can repeat, so we are looking to monetize 4 HAM projects, and there we said that 3 will be done by September 25 and 1 when we are looking at. So in terms of the cash, when we are looking to get the cash, and if possible in terms of a broad range in terms of the valuation, how much we are looking at?
So that valuation discussion is going on. So that's why we definitely will get very good valuation. But as far as Palni is concerned, that we will do in this year. Another 3 projects by September 25. And that because we are under discussion with them actually. So we will sell the actually value. But we are getting definitely very good value.
And this entirely is with the one buyer, the entire 4 projects.
We are dealing as a bulk deal only because we can, for the entire 4 assets actually we will do with the one of the investors.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. So one question which I have is on the claims part. So any more claims we are expecting in this year, other than what we have received in Q1?
Claims concerns, sir, that VSV, we are participating in that VSV, you know, Vivas Se Vishwas thing. Yeah.
So we have proposed all the projects, what all the pending claims are that are there. We have proposed on it. Certain claims are getting agreed by NHAI, and I think you might have seen that cash inflow is because of that only. We have some Orissa projects. One of the claims is admitted and another one is deferred by them. So that is that we are going with the court. So around 25 crores they have been agreed out of and around 70 crores they have agreed, I think, from the Orissa contracts. And there is some one more in the AP07, which is the Nirmal, you know, Islam Nagar to Kadtal wala project in the Telangana region. That has got some claims, and those claims are referred to BSV only. So I think NHA is going for EC in next EC or coming EC. I don't know really. The queue is getting formed over there.
What will be that amount for this AP07?
AP07, I think the claim is around, say, 200 plus, it is. So after BSV calculation, we have to see how much it will get.
And sir, you said that Orissa project, one got admitted, one got deferred. The one which got admitted was 25 crore and one which got deferred was 75 crore, right sir?
One deferred was around 25 crore. The other one admitted is about 70 crore. So after VSB calculation, it could be around, say, somewhere around between 50 and 60. 50 only could be around.
50%. Okay. And sir, this monetization, which you said for Palni, we can expect the proceed by end of this year, and the balance with the Kerala and the other Chittoor will be by end of one mid of next year, right, sir?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
Okay. That's all my side. Thank you, Nalaya.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining us on this call. Please reach out to our investor relations consultant, strategic growth advisor, or us directly should you have any further clarification. We can now close the call. Thank you.
On behalf of KNR Constructions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.